This is the True For You podcast, a place where we show up for ourselves fully. I'm your host, Renee Couples. Becoming a yoga teacher helped set me free from trying to always have everything figured out and surrender to what is again and again. If you're looking for inspiration and direction in your life, look to yourself and what you love. I am here to serve as a mirror to remind you of how amazing you truly are. Let's begin. Welcome back to the True For You podcast. It's your host, Renee Couples, and I have a very special guest for you today. It is Heather Letarte. Heather is the co-host of the Heart Retreat, which is part of the Let Your Soul Shine and Enjoy the Journey tour for 2024. Kate LeMay leads wellness retreats, and we have new hosts for each retreat. Heather is co-leading with her sister, Missy, and it's coming up this month in April, the third weekend in April, so the 19th, 20th, and 21st at Camp Woodstock in Woodstock, Connecticut. Heather's also the owner of the White Gates Farm in New Hampshire, and I had the pleasure of attending one of Heather's pizza nights at the farm this summer, and it was absolutely magnificent. The setting, Heather and her husband just go all out, making the whole community feel so welcome, and you're surrounded by nature and music and delicious food and beautiful company. So I'm so excited for you to meet Heather and learn a little bit more about her and why she is leading this retreat and why she's such an amazing human. So welcome, Heather.
Hi, Renee. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you so much. So Heather, do you want to introduce yourself a little bit for any listeners that might not have met you before and just give a little bit more information on your background?
Sure. I'd be happy to. I am a mother of four. I have a daughter who is living in Reading, Mass. I have three sons who live near me and nine grandchildren. And so that keeps me busy these days. But earlier in my life, I was a teacher's assistant for a while. I helped my husband with businesses, and we've had a lot of businesses throughout the years. So I was the person who did a lot of the background things, bookkeeping, et cetera. And now I am still doing that, but we have a farm, and it was a farm that was sort of acquired by osmosis. It's actually on our property that we bought in 1981, and the property was just raw woods. And since then, we've turned it into a farm, and we built a home in 1987, 1988, and we raised our four kids here. And then we continued on and made a beautiful, beautiful setting for people to come and visit. Wasn't our intent. Originally, we were just going to live here and maybe raise some vegetables for ourselves. And it turned into my son wanting some cows. And we went to Canada and got a couple of cows. And then pretty soon we had cows, pigs, chickens, broiler chickens, eggs, two greenhouses, a starter house, many, many, many different, rented space where we grew vegetables, two teenage boys who ran, and young 20s boys, my kids, who ran part of the farm, sold vegetables to restaurants, and very, very busy back in that day, hired interns, had summer help. Then we built a little cottage for the summer help, and then the summer help would come every summer and party all summer and work very little and then ruin the cottage. So I had this idea that we would turn it into an Airbnb cottage. And me not being the person who bangs the nails, my husband looked at me and rolled his eyes, but said, oh, I don't know if that's going to work, but okay. So he came up with a design and he fixed the cottage up so that people could stay there, and it started working. And then we thought, hey, we need more cottages. So in order to acquire them, we just kind of put the thought process out there. And that's what I'd like to get to, is that there are times where you could just sort of have your vision, and your vision will present itself to you if you just put it out there. And you have to tell your subconscious mind that your vision is where you are headed, because otherwise it won't know. And there are many different tricks to do that, and you will learn some of those at the retreat. You can tell your subconscious mind to do a lot of things, and where do your visions start? They start in your heart. And we're going to be doing a heart retreat. So this is going to work out so well. Based on a beautiful painting by Kate LeMay, who has many paintings on the chakras. And you will, I'm certain that if you've been listening to Renee's podcast, you probably know about these, but worth a look if you haven't. So moving back to who I am today, still the grandmother, still running the farm. And we do pizza nights in the summer that Renee was talking about. My husband built a pizza oven in a horse trailer. And this pizza oven has made many pizzas over the years. In the last 6 years, I think we've been in operation only on summer weekends, not always both nights of the weekend. We stay within the parameters of certain restrictions that we have to have. And we have these events and we have live music and we have a website where people can go online and order their pizzas that they want and what time or about that they'd like to have them served. And it's a very relaxed atmosphere and people love to come. So that goes hand in hand with our cottages. We just recently, as of the last storm, lost a greenhouse to the heavy, heavy snow. And that greenhouse had been a greenhouse that we kept a lot of vegetables in, grew a lot of vegetables for restaurants, et cetera. And over the last few years, we've cut back on the amount of vegetables we grow. And the reason for that is that we are predominantly a meat farm. We grow chickens, cows, and pigs. And predominantly, that's what we sell. The vegetables go hand in hand with it. We use them for our cottage guests. We have them available. We bring them to farmers markets, but we don't grow as many as we used to. There's lots of farmers who are at the market, and we let them have those sales and we concentrate on our meats. Soon we will have our meats available online so people can buy them and have them shipped within, I think it's about a 100-mile radius. We're working on that right now. So that's what we do. And I'm very busy with that. And then in the wintertime, I'm getting ready for the summer. So the summer is like hit the ground running and we're 14 hours a day. So that's who I am. And the retreats have kept me grounded. They have kept me learning about myself. There's a song I heard. It's called, oh gee, I don't remember the name of it. It's a couple of guys that sing it. But the tagline in the song is find yourself and lose your destination. I kind of like that feeling sometimes where you just take a little break and take a nice deep breath and relax your body and you get a little insightful for a few minutes and just let thoughts come to you and then just let them disappear and feel what you feel. And those little quiet moments are so important. I think that we don't allow ourselves those quiet moments every day unless we sort of schedule it and put it on our calendar. Hey, my quiet moment has to come up. You can feel when you need it. So about the time that you need your quiet moment is about the time you should take it. And even if you're driving in your car, find a good place to pull over and just take a nice deep breath and give yourself like 3 minutes to just breathe, let those thoughts come, disappear. And you'd be amazed how many insights you get from that. And I have not been a practicer of that for a long time, but these retreats have helped me to do that. And this one is all about heart, and you'll learn a lot more if you're able to come. And I've taken a lot of this conversation, so
No, I love it so much, Heather. When you were talking about intentional quiet time, it made me think of Martha Beck has a book called The Way of Integrity, and I am a big fan of Martha Beck and her work. But that book especially transformed the way that I thought about personal integrity and boundary setting when it comes to living a life that you love and the things that are important to you, and how to, like you said, when you're setting your vision for something, how to bring about what you think about. So, when you are thinking of the things that you want to create and bring into your life, how can you make your daily practices and routine a part of that vision? And that is one way to do it, is to take that intentional quiet time. And often when we do things that are in our personal integrity, they are aligned with our values and what's important to us, we start to attract and draw that vision toward us. So it's not something that is outside of us, it's part of us and it's part of our practices and what we do. And I really love that it was making me think of that is how often when we act outside of our integrity, we start to get into patterns and things that get us stuck in the mud and get us in maybe a negative pattern loop or thinking, why me and why am I not doing the things that I want to do? But when we take more intentional time, it allows that space and that room to create more of what you want in life. So it was making me think of that aspect of that book because it's something that's been really important to me the past few years. And I love that you said that as part of the greater vision. Oftentimes with retreat, we're maybe hopping on because a friend or a loved one told us about it, or we're inspired by Kate's art, and that's what intrigued a spark and made us hop on board. But the more that we go and the more that we lean into these practices, like taking intentional time away, the more that it can help you do it in your real life. So for you, what has made you say yes to retreat? Over the years, what has been your why, your spark of leaning into more time for yourself?
I think for me, my children had been grown and gone. My job as a teacher's assistant had ended. I had a housekeeping business that I was doing on my own, so my hours were my own. But I was very busy with the farm. And I heard about these retreats. Kate was actually just kicking them off. I had met Kate. I knew her. I wanted to be part of her vision. So that was the first one. That is why I went to the first one. I knew I could use it. I knew Kate. I wanted to be part of her vision. My sister was going. So I went to the first retreat for that reason. I came home with a totally different reason. I used all the tools I learned there for the following few months, and then I was ready for another retreat and I signed up for the next one. Was not intending on doing that. And I went to several last year of those first seven retreats that she did. And my life is changing day by day just because of that. So, why it's changing, I believe, is because I'm tuning back into the person that I was. I can remember being a little kid at about 6, 7, 8 years old, and I had certain, I didn't have a lot of goals back then. I was little. But the feeling I walked around with in my life was something that was way back in my subconscious mind up until I started these retreats. And that feeling was pretty simple, but it had to do with my heart and love. I remember I made a poster from my grandmother once. There was a wall hanging that said, "If you love somebody, tell them." And I don't know where that is today, but I made it, and my grandmother always had it hanging on the door to her parlor. Her parlor is this room that you would go in on special occasions, and there was still plastic on the furniture. I just remember that. But she had this hanging on the door to her parlor where I said, "If you love somebody, tell them." And I had that feeling when I was young. And I also love nature, and I love being out in nature, the ocean I love. And those places or those things or those feelings, if I come back to those and I can take myself there whenever I need to, from there, I can create visions for myself and be the person that I have always been. But sometimes I get lost in the hubbub of all the of life. And I want to be the person that I've always been, and that's where I'm headed. And every single retreat and every day, I feel myself getting closer and closer. What that means at the end, I don't know. I'm very intuitive with people, so I feel like I need to be able to help people. There's certain frowns I'll see on a face, and I might bring it up and just say, "Is there something going on?" And usually people will start throwing up on me. And then, and once they have done, I guess I'm a good listener. Maybe that's what it is. But I feel like I can be, I think I must have a lot of empathy. And so I feel like that could be in my future somewhere. Don't really know. There's a lot of things I'm discovering and learning and getting excited about and reading books and just being more in touch with the universe as a whole. So mind, body, spirit, I'm right here.
So
So that's why I
beautiful.
go. That's why I go.
Picturing young Heather, Kate LeMay, one of her famous quotes is, "When your heart is open, water will come out of your face."
Yes.
And just picturing the young version of you, because I really resonate with that. Love comes so naturally to so many people, especially at that young age. People just love so freely and openly. And if we can just tap into that youthful spirit a little bit more, and I think sometimes on retreat, it really brings that spirit out of us, and you feel like a kid again, and you feel that freedom and that sense of creativity and openness where there wasn't a lot of burden or necessarily things that you held on to as much at that age. There was a little bit more freedom and play happening. And anytime we can tap into that is really special. And then this is one way to do that. So thank you for sharing that, because it was really beautiful.
Thank you.
I know
It came
that.
from my heart.
Yes, exactly. And I think it's so fitting that you and Missy are leading the heart retreat. I love all the retreats, obviously, but each of them have a different theme based on the chakras, and the heart chakra tends to be a lot of people's favorite in teaching yoga. Anytime you do the heart openers and poses, it really opens people up and gives them a little bit of a sense of freedom and play. And I know that you and Missy have a lot of beautiful things planned for the retreat coming up in a few weeks. Is there anything in particular that you're getting super excited about as a co-leader, as a facilitator, kind of leaning into that energy and being able to kind of hold space for people and that use that beautiful skill of listening and empathy that you have?
Well, Missy and I think what I'm most excited about is everything, but Missy and I have a workshop planned that I think is going to be really great for heart opening. And she is doing a part of it, I'm doing a part of it, or we're each doing our own. I'm not really sure the timing, but I'm really looking forward to that because I've never led a workshop before. So I am stretching myself and stepping out a little more. And that is really what I'm most looking forward to is doing that stretching. It's very important for me to do that every now and then because I can turn into sort of an introvert and I tend to be in crowds. I'm very quiet usually, and I can't, it might be attention deficit disorder, but I can't concentrate very well. So this is going to really help me, I think, and I'm very excited about that part. But the whole concept of the heart retreat is great. I'm so glad that this is the one that we get to share. They're all wonderful, but this one is like you said, pretty special. People love it in yoga, etc. We just use the word love over and over again. So what's wrong with
That's the mantra, right?
that?
Heart,
That's
I
right. I
love.
love. I
Yeah.
love. So yes, that's what I'm most looking forward to, but I'm most looking forward to all of it. I'm looking forward to common unity, as we call it, community. And I'm looking forward to seeing new faces and faces that I recognize. And I'm looking forward to being in another space because I do love new spaces. I mean, we've been to that space before, but I'm looking forward to going to a new space. And I love the camaraderie of making your little bunk up and getting all ready for where your little nest is, where you're going to sleep at night. And I just love the whole thing. So I'm looking forward to it.
I love that you said nest, because I'm really feeling the spring energy, or trying to call it in at least, because in New Hampshire, winter seems to not quite be finished with us yet. So really leaning into kind of, I keep saying, be unsurprised, right? Of leaning into the play of it all, and how can you make and find joy in something that maybe you're not super comfortable with, like freezing cold weather. So just leaning into that spring energy and listening for the sounds of animals waking up and things getting a little bit greener. Green is the color of the heart of people. A lot of people associate red with the heart because of love, but green is actually the color associated with it. And I love when things start to turn green and bud and just bring and breathe new life into things, because spring's the season of new beginnings. So how can you lean into a new beginning and welcome in what you're trying to welcome into your life? So, Heather, if someone wanted to get in touch with you to either come to a pizza night or to inquire about the heart retreat that's coming up, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
Well, I don't mind sharing my phone number for one thing, because I communicate through my phone all the time and I'm not scared of the telephone. So I can give you that first, but then I can let you know what our websites are. If they want information about the pizza nights, they'll all be listed pretty soon. And I think I'm actually going to put them up on my square pretty soon, too. 2 weeks in advance to any given pizza night is when you can sign up. Our first one is on Mother's Day in the afternoon. I think it's 1 to 4:30. And we have an open mic for that afternoon. So that's going to be really fun. And Mother's Day is a great kickoff day. I love having it on Mother's Day. I'm hoping I can get my kids to help me run pizza night that day, or that
That's your Mother's Day
afternoon.
wish,
That would
right?
be my present. Yeah. My phone number is 603 662 7556. And the website for the farm is www.whitegates.com. -farm.com, and the dash is between gates and farm. Gates is plural, farm is singular. A lot of people get that confused. They'll go Whitegate Farms, I think it was, but if you jot it down while you're listening to the podcast, then you'll have it. But it's
Multiple
little,
gates, one farm.
right? Multiple gates, one farm, hyphenation between the gates and farm. Because I guess somebody else must have had the other one when we bought the domain name. So whitegates-farm.com. And then our Square site for ordering pizza is eluding me right now, actually.
Well, I'll post it
But
in the
we
show
have it.
description as well so people can book their pizza night. I highly recommend. The pizza is delicious. The setting is absolutely serene and incredible. And it's the hostess with the mostess, which
Thanks.
are and her husband. So definitely, if you don't even have to love pizza, right? But this is definitely a pizza
No.
love. You can bring your friends and your family and make it a beautiful afternoon experience any weekend coming up in the spring and summer.
Really,
And
it's really
I'm
fun.
definitely hoping to make an appearance and to bring my family along. So thank you so much, Heather, for hosting those and for being who you are. I just want to thank you for coming on and for sharing your heart with us and just being an incredible light for the world, because I love your presence and I love your light, and I've learned so much from you and gotten to know you so much through these retreats, and I'm really grateful.
Well, I'm grateful to have you as a friend. So thank you so much, Renee.
You're so welcome. I'll post in the show description more about the heart retreat coming up in a couple weeks. The early bird registration ends on April 5th, which is this coming Friday. So definitely hop on if you want to save a little bit with the early bird pricing. But thank you, Heather,
You
and
are so
see you
welcome.
soon.
Okay,
Yay!
thanks.
Take
Bye.
care. Thank you so much for listening to the True For You podcast. I would love your help in building this community. Please subscribe and follow True For You wherever you get your podcasts. Let me know what episodes you loved and what topics you would like to hear more about. Please rate the show 5 stars and leave a review if you loved a particular episode. Be proud of yourself today. Go ahead, give yourself a little pat on the back.